The Purple Project Podcast is Casey Podcast related to all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, your host for this podcast, all things K-State. Going right into it to the postcast. It's not what you're thinking. Not basketball. Not even football. Obviously, football's over. Well, colleges anyways, at least. Track and field postcast edition coming from the KUKSU-WSU Triangular, which took place back on Friday afternoon, which K-State track and field team took a part of here in Washburn in Topeka, Kansas, Washburn Indoor Athletic Facility over in the state capitol. And this was a little bit of a surprise for me when kind of going, looking, reading up on the summary and everything and going through all the individuals. But the KU ended up winning the combined team title in the 31 event meet, totaling up with 268 points, followed by K-State, just finished second with just a little bit over only 204 points of the day. And then, of course, Wichita State coming in last, third. If this was a bigger meet, this would be top three, but obviously it's not. It's a triangular. And Wichita State coming in there in third, last place, 198 points. But for K-State Nation, K-State, Shaisha Ray, who made the indoor national championships last year, made a lot of headway in this event. She won the High Point Award for K-State, 15.75 points in this meet, with first place finishes coming from the 60-meter dash, the 200 meters, which she specializes in the outdoor and indoor, as well as the mixed 4x4 meter relay. You know, I've been following this podcast for quite a while. You know, I love me some 4x4 meter relay. Me being a part of it, well, not for K-State, at least there. Shaisha Ray broke the 60-meter dash facility record, woo, with a 7.4, and that marked her personal best with a time 7. Well, actually, with a new personal best, 7.3 seconds there with that record there. So yeah, the original, I should clarify, the original was 7.4. Ray broke that with 7.38 there as well. And then the 200, she broke the previous meet record, which was set again 23.9 back in 2016 by Akilita, Akilita Mitchell, with a new personal best for Shaisha Ray, 23.85. In the final meet of the day in the mixed 4x4 meter relay, yeah, she completed the first leg. She kicked off the leg there and contributed to a new meet record, 3 minutes and 26 seconds, 0.48, which broke the previous record set by, of course, KU. So at least we got him on that. Back in 2018 of 3:27:42, 3 minutes 27 seconds there as well. Of course, going down this list here, Ray, 3 titles on Friday. Wildcats also got first places from 6 other cats, including sophomore Monique Hardy, junior Kay McCall. Remember, Kay McCall made it all the way into the outdoor national championships in the men's weight throw, and then Monique Hardy in the women's weight throw as well. Transfers Marcus Gelpe in the men's high jump, and junior Shalom Otuyu in the women's triple jump. I probably butchered that last time. I apologize if you listen to this podcast. Sophomore Grace Thompson in the women's shot put, and junior Kyle Gale, that's a name men you guys should be familiar with, in the men's 600 meter yards, where he set a personal best on Friday in a meet record time of 108.59. And so that's accumulated to an 800. So that's a 600 meter in the indoor. So yeah, a minute, 8 seconds there for Gale. Gale's time in the 600 yards run eclipsed Joseph Lee's time with a 1 minute and 9 second time back in 2003. As well, I can go easily down the line here, but I'm gonna have to do that for part two of this recap. There's so much I could go through right now, but I don't have that type of time right now. So we'll go back to this later on this week here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition and kind of go over some of the other individual performances, because there's plenty to go around. Get to know this track and field team indoor and when we hit March outdoor team, because there's some talent here in a left over from last year, of course, and there's some incoming talent as well, as was talked about in last fall semester edition of this podcast. Shaisa Ray spoke about her performance afterwards. She said, quote, "I did amazing. I opened my season with two PRs, so I think it went pretty great." And then, of course, from the team aspect, from Shaisa Ray, quote, "I think it was very great. I think it was very great, you know, just having the support from them, having them cheer me on, even when I was tired from being in events back to back, they were still there pushing me and telling me I can do it." So it was amazing, end quote, as well. So looking down here, I thought I saw Cliff Cervetto's quote here. I'm also going to pull his quote on his team performances from back on Friday. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast edition from the Triangular Track and Field. K-State came in second behind OKU, winning this meet. K-State second, Wichita State third in the Triangular back on Friday afternoon. Oh, well, it took place all day Friday, I should say. Cliff Rovetto, head coach, director of the track and field team, Cliff Rovetto. He's been around for a long time. Quote, "We had some individuals I thought did a really nice job, not only from a competitive standpoint, but performance standpoint. We had some folks who I think competed well, probably mark-wise, maybe were a little bit disappointed, but they did compete. You know, we had some folks who didn't compete well, quite as well as we would like to see. So we had kind of a mixed bag last night after I saw the injuries and whatnot. I thought we would have to really have a pretty good meet to beat KU." Last night, whatnot, we had to beat Wichita State, excuse me, to be honest. Yeah, sorry about that. The computer went to sleep for a second, and we had some bad things happen today. Obviously, they must have as well, because we were able to sneak by them, as it was, I guess, it was a good opener, but there were a lot of things that we need to get better, in quote, as well. So there's some good things, and there were some not so good things as well. So, hey, but they beat, we beat Wichita State by six there, but the thing is, KU absolutely took over this one. So that kind of threw me off, because we won this event last year by thumping KU and Wichita State. This time it's the other way around, beating them. So yeah, there is plenty to work on, and as you know, after that first meet, you kind of get to see where you at a little bit, work on some things, and then you can only get better from the first meet. But there's some good things to take away from this triangle there as well. But Shaisa Ray, the story of this meet over in Topeka, Kansas, back on Friday as I'm recording this. The second half's about to begin with the Giants and Vikings Supercard wild card continues there as well. So a lot to work on here for this indoor squad moving forward here. And I don't have their next meetup here, but I'm pretty sure we'll come back to this. Again, we'll come back to this later on at some point this week to go over some more of these performances from the meet as well, and get you guys set up for their next meet in the indoor campaign. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on this. We're going to call it Part 1 Postcast Edition of KSU, KU, WSU, Triangular, K-State coming in, finishing in a second spot to their rivals from over there, over east side, 45 minutes away from here, Lawrence. So we'll see how they continue to build moving forward. Eddie Greer for this podcast. Go Cats. Stay tuned for a lot more coverage coming up on this week's edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Me and Alex will get together early, actually tomorrow, to get you set up for KU. And we'll have that podcast out definitely earlier, probably around lunchtime of the day of the KU game. So that's Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 1, and a lot more dailies in between, and we're probably end up playing two weeklies. We'll see what happens. I got to go on the road next weekend for my own 5K meet. It's a pretty big one. It's a big one. It's a popular one over there in, near Kansas City in the Overland Park area. So I'm really looking forward to that. I already got a 5K underneath my belt already, so I'm definitely looking forward to see if I can improve on what I did here a couple weeks ago for the opening of the year, which was the first day 5K, 10K event there as well. But more on me later on next week. We got a lot more of K-State Athletics coming to you this week, K-State Nation. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.